Welcome to Compliance Pointers, where we take an in-depth look into the latest news, trends, and challenges surrounding information security, privacy, and marketing compliance. Let's dive in with your host, Jordan Eisner.
Well, here we are. Thank you, everybody who's watching and listening to another episode of Compliance Pointers. I am your host, Jordan Eisner, VP of Sales at Compliance Point, and Compliance Pointers is a podcast where we talk about information security, data privacy, and regulatory compliance as it pertains to these areas and organizational risk. We got a first timer on the show today, Brooke Gardner. Hey, Brooke.
Hello. Hi.
Coming to us live from Indiana.
Yep.
Yep. Fort Wayne.
Yep. Northeast Indiana.
And so what people need to know about Brooke, she's been working in this industry and SOC 2 and HITRUST, which we're going to be talking about today, for 20 years somehow, since you were a teenager, right? Or even younger.
Right. I was about 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I was looking at your about me, and for those people watching, they're probably thinking, why does he keep looking down? Well, I had to print out all the different certs that Brooke holds. So audience, bear with us. CC, SFP, CHQP, CPA, CISSP, CISA, CIA, CITP, CHC, and then your HITRUST certified assessor too. So quite a rap sheet. You know a little bit about what you're talking about.
I think so.
Well, it's good to have you on. And this is a common topic that we are discussing with organizations, at least. You know, I run into it quite a bit. You probably do as well. And others listening to this maybe do. And that's SOC 2 and HITRUST. Which is better? Which should we go down? Can I do them at the same time? And so on and so on. So we're going to compare those. We're going to compare and contrast. We're going to specifically look at which security standard makes the most sense for small and mid-sized businesses. And break that down a little bit. So you, being a CPA, conducting SOC 2 audits, but also being a HITRUST certified assessor and doing HITRUST assessments, you're a good source for this information and the key differences between the two. Let's start simple. Can you give a quick overview of each standard for our listeners that maybe want that to start?
Sure. Yeah, I'll start with SOC 2. That was developed by the American Institute of CPAs, the AICPA. Originally designed for service organizations that handle customer data, and it's especially relevant for tech companies and cloud service providers where secure data handling is critical. It focuses on the trust services criteria, which that includes security, availability, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. And then the controls in a SOC 2 are designed to meet those trust services criteria. And HITRUST is based on the HITRUST CSF, their common security framework. It was primarily designed to help healthcare companies protect and manage sensitive data, but it's evolved over the years to be relevant for various sectors. It combines multiple standards, and just a few of those are ISO, NIST, and HIPAA, all into a single framework. I will point out, too, that I have been doing SOC 2 for 20 years, but HITRUST hasn't been around for quite that long, but I've been
around since
its origination. Yeah.
Yeah. Good correction. Yes. But similar stuff, right? I know with SOC 2, it's more, it's based in trust services criteria and controls, but the organization controls a little bit more what they're audited against than HITRUST per se.
For sure. Yeah. HITRUST is very scriptive. They give you the controls. SOC 2, you get to write your own for the most part, as long as they meet those criteria.
Right. And then SOC 2 is CPA firms do the auditing. And then with HITRUST, you have to be an approved HITRUST CSF assessor. At least that was a term that you said. Do they have a special term for it now? Or is that?
They call it assessor firms. So the firm assessor itself has to be approved. And then in order to work on the assessment itself, a certain number of the people that work on it have to be certified through HITRUST to do so.
Gotcha. Yep. And for those listening and watching, Compliance Point is a CPA firm. So we can do the SOC 2 audits and we can do HITRUST certifications as well. So what are the benefits of SOC 2? And then following that, what are the benefits of a HITRUST certification?
Sure. Yeah, I'll start. Some of the benefits of SOC 2, first, they have a clear focus on some key areas. So a SOC 2 evaluates how well your company handles information security and privacy based on the five trust services criteria. So it helps make it easy to see where you stand along those criteria. It also has customizable reports. So SOC 2 reports can be tailored to your business's specific needs and provides relevant information to your stakeholders. SOC 2 allows companies to write their own controls, which you kind of mentioned, as the framework does not have pre-written controls that are required like HITRUST does. SOC 2 instead has the trust services criteria that must be met, and the company, along with their CPA firm, can decide the specifics for how to meet those criteria. And that allows for a little bit more customization and flexibility for companies to decide what's best for their specific environment. Lastly, on the SOC 2, it's typically ideal for tech and service providers. SOC 2 is highly valued in the tech and cloud service sectors. It showcases your commitment to maintaining high standards in data security. So jumping over to the HITRUST and benefits of getting the HITRUST certification. It's one framework for many standards. It's kind of a term that HITRUST has. It simplifies compliance by merging various standards into one framework. And that's very helpful if you have multiple regulatory requirements that you have to meet. Some of the frameworks that can be incorporated into a HITRUST assessment are HIPAA, NIST, FISMA, MARS-E, FedRAMP, and PCI. There's a lot others also. And while it doesn't replace all the requirements for those frameworks, it can definitely be helpful for companies looking to enter those spaces and can show their clients that they're making progress in that direction. HITRUST is also versatile across industries. So although it started in healthcare, HITRUST is now applicable to many other industries. So that helps make it a very flexible option. So we see a lot of companies with a focus on providing software or technology in the healthcare space are required to obtain this certification in order to do business with certain clients. So they're kind of forced to go the HITRUST route in a lot of cases. Lastly, for HITRUST, it has a focus on risk management. So HITRUST helps you not just comply with regulations, but also manage and improve your security posture.
And then with SOC 2, there's a type 1 and there's a type 2. And you're going to correct me where I'm wrong on any of this, but type 1 is just a point in time audit, right, of controls in place. And then type 2 is over a period of time, usually 6 months or 12 months. I've seen them as short as 3 months, but that's the idea there. HITRUST has some similarities in that the controls need to bake for a period, not necessarily 12 months or 6 months, but a lot of them 90 days at least that you need to show it's in place, some 60 days. But then there's various types of HITRUST. They keep coming out with more.
Yeah, they do.
Last time we did a podcast, I think it was E1, I1, R2, and now there's E1 plus HIPAA. Has there been any more that have emerged?
Did you mention the I1? Yeah, the
Yep.
I1, R2, E1. Yeah, and then there's readiness assessments, but those don't generate reports through HITRUST at least. But I think you got them all.
Okay. Well, now I think the main point of the podcast, right? So the big question, and that's for businesses and our listeners here trying to decide between HITRUST and SOC 2, especially now, given the relevancy of what you talked about just recently with HITRUST expanding beyond just healthcare and having all those different frameworks and regulations that you can build into your HITRUST certification, being multi-industry. For businesses trying to decide between HITRUST and SOC 2, what are the key differences and how should those differences influence their decision?
Sure. Yeah. I'll start with like the scope and coverage of the two. HITRUST covers a lot of ground, like I said, because it combines several standards into one framework. So that makes it suitable for businesses with complex compliance needs. SOC 2, however, focuses specifically on data security and privacy, which may be simpler if your primary concern is how you handle customer information. Also, the industry fit. So HITRUST is great for industries with tough regulatory requirements like healthcare. If your business operates in the tech or service space, like we've said a few times, SOC 2 is widely recognized and may better align with your needs. The biggest difference, in my opinion, is the certification process. HITRUST certification process involves a thorough assessment and often requires more time and resources than a SOC 2. HITRUST requires an external assessor firm, like we talked about earlier, to review all the relevant controls and documentation. And then also includes a secondary review by HITRUST themselves to confirm the assessor's work. Another big difference is HITRUST requires policies and procedures to be written for every single control and scope for the assessment. And while SOC 2 may have some policy and procedure focused controls, it's more focused on the implementation of controls versus the documentation through policies and procedures. So that's one big key piece that makes SOC 2 a lot easier because there's just a lot less documentation required. The SOC 2 attestation, like we said, it must involve an audit by a CPA firm and focuses on your adherence to those trust service criteria over a set period. Like you said, typically, most often you'll see it be a full year, but you can see 3 months, 6 months, even 1 month, but I wouldn't recommend that. HITRUST typically covers the previous 90 days for implementation of controls, with the exception of like quarterly or annual controls. And then the certification itself is good for 2 years with a quick review of a subset of controls after the first year. And like we said, SOC 2 can cover any time frame the company wishes, but you'll typically see it cover just a year. And then you mentioned it before too, SOC 2 allows for a type 1 or a type 2 report. The type 1 is a quick and easy way to show clients that you're making progress towards a type 2, as the type 1 simply covers the design of the controls and doesn't actually include testing of the implementation of those controls. So it's simply, you're simply writing the controls and making sure they meet those trust services criteria. And then the type 2 is where they, the audit firm will actually confirm that those controls are in place by testing them. HITRUST does allow for a readiness assessment to help your company be familiar with the required controls, and which involves a quick run through of evidence, but HITRUST doesn't provide a report like the SOC 2 type 1 that can be shared with clients and customers. Your assessor firm might, but SOC 2 or HITRUST does not. So also cost and time. HITRUST, because of these nuances that we talked about, it could be more expensive and time consuming because it's more comprehensive. And also HITRUST dictates what controls the company must meet depending on the size and nature of the company. There's some scoping questions that go into creating HITRUST assessment that then HITRUST, their HITRUST CSF then spits out what kind of what controls you specifically have to meet. And SOC 2 may be a little bit more cost effective and quicker, especially if your company is already familiar with AICPA standards, mostly because companies are able to write their own controls to meet those trust services criteria. Of course, your CPA firm has to agree with you that your controls are meeting those criteria, but it makes it a little bit easier to achieve because you can meet those criteria in many different ways that are specific to your company. So you don't have to just do it exactly how like HITRUST is dictating sort of. The last thing is market recognition. So both certifications are respected, but they excel in different areas. So HITRUST is particularly valued in regulated industries, especially healthcare and healthcare insurance companies and stuff like that. And SOC 2 is then well regarded in the tech and service sectors more often.
Okay. That was quick and thorough, and I should have expected it coming from you, Brooke. No, that was good. Another idea that popped in my head, too, is a lot of organizations, I was going to say, when in doubt, do both, right? It's going to depend on external drivers and whatnot, but you've heard of the HITRUST plus SOC 2, and organizations ask about that, and I know I think we caution to them to treat these as separate instances, but you could theoretically do both simultaneously.
Yeah, there is a SOC 2 plus HITRUST.
Oh, that's, which is essentially, I did it in verse, didn't I?
Yeah. It's essentially a HITRUST assessment in a SOC 2 document. So I've seen it done very few times. It just makes that SOC 2 process a little bit more complicated than it has to be, but it makes it a lot easier then to get both at one time, you know, because you can then have the same audit firm conduct both assessments simultaneously, and then you can have both reports be done at the same time. So it has some benefits, but it's not something I typically recommend for companies to do.
That seems to be what I've seen. What's the largest amount of controls you've seen in a HITRUST audit?
Oh, boy. 600 and something, six over, okay. I've seen over 600, but
okay,
you know, giant companies, you know.
Yeah, but they can get even bigger than that, right? I've heard, I mean, if somebody's really, really ambitious
for
on what
sure,
they want
yeah,
as part of the certification. But okay, yeah, in the 600s, yeah, that's a lot of controls.
Yes, it is definitely a lot, yeah.
That, yeah. all right, well, Brooke, appreciate your time. I do, I mean, what I said, I think this was very thorough. A lot of information, packed a punch, a small period of time. So I think it's going to be good content for our listeners and our watchers. And for our listeners and watchers, if you have further questions on all this information that was just provided as part of this podcast, please don't hesitate to reach out to Compliance Point. You can find us online, compliancepoint.com. You can email in at connect@compliancepoint.com. Brooke and I are both available on LinkedIn. Happy to field questions that way and start a conversation. So until next time, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Brooke.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.